Hello.
Good morning. Am I speaking with Christopher?
No.
Perhaps you can assist me, sir. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's a still long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Yeah, I'd vote.
Will that be definitely, sir, vote, or probably vote?
Definitely.
Definitely. Thank you so much. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
26.
26. Thank you so much. Let's continue. To be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
Caucasian.
Caucasian. Thank you, sir. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election on November 24. On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means you are not at all motivated. 10 means you are extremely motivated. You may use any number in between. How motivated do you feel about voting, sir, in the next presidential elections from 0 to 10?
A 10.
10. Excellent. Let's move on. Regardless, you have previously voted. Do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I feel like just not Republican,
Would you consider yourself a Democrat or Independent?
I guess Democrat because there's no other option.
All right. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied,
all right. Which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I will mention a few issues. You can choose your two most important issues personally. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, crime and violence, improving K-12 public school education, immigration and border security, healthcare costs, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, inflation and the economy, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, climate change and environmental issues, protecting our democracy and freedoms, gun regulation and reform, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable. Which two of those issues are the top ones for you, sir?
Oh, God. They're all important.
Yes, they are.
Well, I guess, like, stuff that they can do about, so I don't know, maybe like inflation.
Okay, inflation and the economy.
I guess if you can throw the housing market into that. But what was the other thing?
Protecting abortion rights, crime and violence, improving K-12 public education, immigration and border security, healthcare costs, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government.
Yeah, healthcare.
Healthcare, very well. That's important for everybody. Very well, let's move on.
Yeah.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Yeah, disapprove.
Disapprove strongly, sir, or just somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay, let's move on. Generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's about the same, but everything's just still unaffordable.
So in your personal economic situation, do you feel it's staying the same or getting worse?
I guess getting worse, maybe.
Getting worse, all right.
Yeah.
Sure, it's your opinion that we are trying to convey, sir. Thank you so much. Let's move on. Thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Race relations, probably about the same.
The same?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess there's just, like, no improvements, like a stalemate.
So, are you choosing staying about the same or getting better?
Staying the same.
Thank you. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you, sir. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say often, very often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, let's move on. Almost there, sir. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
I probably have more.
More? Or much more? Would you consider that somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. Let's move on. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Sorry. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. How do you feel about Donald Trump?
0.
0, okay. How do you feel about the NAACP?
NAACP?
Yes, sir.
I forget what that is. Is that the... That's for the... that's the National African American... Right?
Something. Yes, yes. But yeah, remember, if you got no opinion or never heard of the organization, just say so, because I cannot provide any further information.
I heard him. I just forget the acronym. But,
yes, sir.
I guess, like, 60? I don't really care.
50? Very well, 50.
Yeah.
Yes, 50 is that you don't feel neither warm nor cold, so in the middle. Okay, how do you feel about Ron DeSantis?
0.
0, okay. How do you feel about Taylor Swift?
Probably 30.
30, okay, thank you. How do you feel about the Democratic Party?
Probably about a 30, 25.
25, all right. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
Probably about a 25.
25 as well, very well. 25. Ooh. How do you feel, this is another organization, if you are familiar with it, is the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
I guess 50. I'm not really
50?
Sure.
All right. And how do you feel about Kamala Harris?
25,
very well. Thank you, sir. Let's move on fast. I know it's a still long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
Hi, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Would you say you are very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not at all worried?
About what?
About the rise of white nationalism in America.
Oh, worry.
Very? Worry or somewhat? Worry.
Oh, very.
Very, very well. I like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. The choices are strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. The first one says,
okay.
Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Disagree strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Next statement says, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans. Would you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly, sir, or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Strongly. Next one, the government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Strongly.
You strongly agree?
Agree.
Okay. Yeah. America's diversity makes it stronger. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly, sir, or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, let's move on. Let's see where we are. Almost there. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which statement you agree with more. Statement A says, parents should have a direct say on the education of their that their children receive, including the books that they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own belief to limit the books our school's libraries can carry. Statement B says, our school must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limit children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ plus people. Which statement do you agree with more, A or B?
What was B again? I'm sorry.
B, yes. Our school must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ plus.
Yeah,
agree with B?
Yeah.
And would you say you agree somewhat or much more? I strongly agree with B.
Strongly agree.
Thank you, sir. All right. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you think is extremely important, 5 means you think is somewhat important, 0 means you don't think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is free and fair elections. How important do you feel that is that for a democracy to survive from 0 to 10?
Free and fair elections?
Yes.
10.
10, all right. Religious freedom?
10. Hold on, 10. I'm going to call real quick.
All right.
Hold on, I'm going to put you on real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, very well, sir. A strong military. How important do you think is that for a democracy to survive from 0 to 10?
Probably 4.
4? Okay.
Yeah.
Quality K-12 education.
10.
10, all right. A fair and equitable court system.
10,
all right. Traditional family values. How important is that for democracy to survive?
5.
5, okay. Let's go back here. And secure borders.
2.
2, okay. All right. And affordable health care.
10.
10, all right. Let's move on. Almost done, sir. Thank you for your cooperation. I'm going to read you two statements. People have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
The first one says, every child in America should have the prepared what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. How much do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
10.
10. Thank you, sir. Second statement says, America's democracy, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. How much do you agree with that statement?
Maybe like 7.
7? Very well. Let's start wrapping things up. Almost done. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November. On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote in next year's election. Yeah. That means you're extremely motivated to vote. How motivated do you feel, sir? 10? Very well. Very well. Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2024.
Is that bachelor's,
sir? No, I mean 2022, my bad.
Yeah, but and the choices I have will be high school, some college graduate, or bachelor's degree, or postgraduate.
Bachelor's,
thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Unmarried.
Unmarried?
Yeah.
Unmarried with a partner, okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
You don't?
Okay. No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Very liberal, okay, let's move on. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Once or twice a month.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural area?
Rural.
Rural, thank you, sir. Last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time, sir. Very much appreciated. Have a good one.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.